us to overview the events of the day that are of import and necessary for one to sound articulate, having information about same. That sentence makes sense? I think it does. And it's important for me to think I make sense because it's my radio program. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a chuckle from Ken Kessler. Evan Mantell is at the controls as we begin a new day and a new week, a new hour. Let's see if we can work our way through all these things. Monday, the 10th of February, the security concerns continue. Hijacking, threats of toothpaste bombs, all that wonderful stuff. The Winter Olympics opened up over the weekend. So it's two weekends in 1 week, if I recall, Kenny. Isn't that how this works?
I believe that's right, yeah. Right.
And the only reason that I really know that is because Jimmy Fallon starts a week from tonight. And they wouldn't start him if the Olympics were still going on. So, all right, let's see here. On Friday, a passenger on a Turkish jet claimed to have a bomb and demanded the crew take the plane to Sochi. They agreed to do that. So they actually landed in Istanbul with the... This guy couldn't have been too smart. I've not ever landed in Istanbul, but I will tell you, it's going to look a lot different than landing in Sochi, no matter how you slice it. All right, so let's see. What else have we got here? U.S. ski and snowboarding team have hired their own private security team. Wow. For the protection of themselves and other U.S. athletes. Two U.S. Navy warships in the Black Sea ready to help if any evacuation of U.S. citizens is needed. Of course, this is not the first time an Olympics have had hypersensitive conditions, existed under hypersensitive conditions. Is that something that's kind of like polar? What is the new term for the weather?
Polar vortex.
Vortex, yeah. Evacuation. No, that's not the hypersensitive conditions. I kind of like that, Kenny. Flows well. All right, so just go back a couple of years. London Games, summer of 2012, where British missile batteries parked on top of apartment buildings, and there was a Royal Navy warship in the River Thames. So, is this any... It's just kind of too bad that that's the way the world is today. I guess we can say that or think that. So let's get a couple of updates here in terms of the Olympics and what's going on and what we're excited about. First, from ABC, Brian Ross reports on the latest terror threats and the attempted hijacking last Friday.
Russian officials are telling ABC News this morning that police have killed five suspected terrorists after a standoff in the capital of Dagestan, all connected, they say, to previous suicide bomb attacks. As for that attempted hijacking, it all unfolded just as the opening ceremonies were getting underway, and at least for a short time, it had certain echoes of the 9/11 terror attacks on New York and Washington.
High drama surrounded the incident, underscoring ongoing concerns about Olympic security. Turkish jet fighters had been scrambled, and once the passenger jet landed in Istanbul, a police SWAT team sneaked on board. Authorities identified the foiled hijacker as a 45-year-old Ukrainian man who, they said, broke into the cockpit, claimed to have a bomb, and demanded the release of prisoners in Ukraine. No bomb was found, and the quick-thinking flight crew tricked the hijacker into thinking the jet had landed in Sochi, as he had demanded. But what if it had been a successful terror hijacking with the plane heading for Sochi? The opening ceremonies had just begun when the first reports came of a hijacking in progress. Russian helicopters patrolled the airspace over the Olympic Village, and anti-aircraft missile batteries in the mountains above Sochi were ready to shoot down the passenger jet if necessary.
Clearly, if an aircraft is heading for a ground target, it's totally plausible to think that someone might be given the order to fire to take down a commercial plane.
The air scare came just days after U.S. authorities warned of a possible plot to explode a bomb on a jetliner heading into Sochi. Law enforcement officials say terrorists may have found a way to assemble a small bomb on board an aircraft using explosives packed into toothpaste tubes, which this week were banned in carry-on luggage for flights to Russia. Officials told ABC News the plot may also involve tiny detonators obtained from Islamist fighters in Syria.
The effort to put a bomb on an airplane in and around Sochi is an ongoing concern right now that Russian intelligence agencies are looking very closely at.
In the end, the first weekend of the Olympics has gone off without a hitch. But authorities say it is far too soon to let down their guard for the Islamist terrorists who have threatened to disrupt these games.
Yes, it's far too soon. Be scared, be full of fear, and think bizarre thoughts. That's the way the reporters work this stuff over. That's Brian Ross. What happens during this hour of the Good Day program is we take bits and pieces of radio and television programs, the weekend news programs, Sunday morning the news and interview shows are a part, and a pretty strong, important part of what our discussion is all about here today. There are a number of issues that we can spend our time on, but I think it is appropriate to spend some quality time on the Olympics. Let's see how things have worked out here so far in terms of medals. Norway is number one so far with 2 gold, 1 silver, 4 bronze for a total of 7. The Netherlands have 4. The U.S. has 4. Canada has 4. Russia has 4. Austria has 2. Poland has 1. Germany has 1. Switzerland has 1. And Slovakia is in 10th place. Over the weekend, the U.S. won a gold medal in the first time Olympic events of men's and women's slope-style snowboarding. In women's mogul, defending gold medalist Hannah Kearney from the U.S. Fell just short of repeating, but she settled for bronze instead. I don't know if she settled for it, but she got it and didn't say no when they gave it to her, right? I guess that's settled,
right,
in a sense. 888-302-3684. We're going to check with social media. Kenny's going to update us on what you may or may not be writing at twitter.com/goodday show, facebook.com/goodday. I was watching a newscast last night, Kenny, and I heard in the first 4 minutes of what I watched, 2 references to Twitter, 3 references to Facebook, and a couple of references to Instagram in terms of what the news was about and where things were appearing. I don't watch the local news very much. Saw that and I thought, wow, how things have changed. I guess that's the way it is. I sound like Walter Cronkite. That's the way it is. On Monday, February 10th, 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Really?
No way!
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager comes off the map. It was fun.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, updating the Olympics. Let's see. Here's radio host Terry Gilbert talking to analyst Sharon Tennyson about the opening ceremonies and what went on basically over the first weekend.
How did the whole opening ceremonies strike you? Now, just by way, before I have you answer that, by way of my audience understanding a little bit, Sharon just got back from Siberia, so she is very versed in all things Russia. She goes there often, and she knows quite a bit about Sochi as well. All right. What's your feeling on the game so far, Sharon?
Oh, Terry, I was absolutely delighted with what I saw, and I really hadn't had a briefing of any sort of what it was going to look like. And I knew how anxious all of the Russians across the country are and have been about having this wonderful Olympics event there, because they've had so many terrorist attacks already on their own soil. And back when they got this contract 7 years ago, they hadn't had nearly as many terrorist attacks at that time. And so I don't know if they had seen what was ahead, whether they would have even chosen to do it or not. But Sochi would have been the only place in Russia, I think, that it could have been done. You know, Sochi, as you said, is one of those places that it's a perennial resort type of area, and it's the only one that Russia has.
Right.
So much of Russia is under permafrost, and in places where they couldn't have any really decent weather. And so this was perfect for them to know that there's a place where they could put this if they could just renovate the place in time.
Well, not only that, there's access by the sea. You got the Black Sea there. I mean, with some work, it could turn into a Monte Carlo kind of area. I mean, I've been to St. Petersburg, and it's beautiful, but I'm very intrigued to go to Sochi.
Well, this is exactly what Putin and whoever the officials were who made these decisions intended, because if you ask any Russian in the country, what one city in the country would you like to see renovated and brought into really the modern day world? You would have, I think, 100% would say Sochi, because it's this. It's got this kind of a reputation with the people who lived even back during the Soviet era, because this is where they would send them for vacations if they were sick and had some sort of diseases of all sorts. They would send them down there and put them in the sunshine, and so it gained the reputation of being on the sea, having the sun, having wonderful tea groves and orange groves and tea plantations and all of those things that the rest of Russia didn't have.
All right, so you got the picture. This is not what most people think of Russia, that's for sure. By the way, the first openly gay gold medalist at the Olympics says she got a cuddle from Russian President Putin. A cuddle from President Putin.
Wow.
Speed skater Irene Wust told the Dutch national broadcasters, quote, "I got a cuddle from him at a party held in her honor. He congratulated me and asked if everything was okay in Russia, and I congratulated him on Olga Graf, who's a Russian speed skater, winning." Apparently things are wonderful and cozy if you're gay now in Russia. 21 after on Good Day.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun.
Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Song I thought it was. This is a Dixie Chicks tune called Changes. Yes, Kenny?
No, this is Landslide.
Oh,
this
it is?
This is a cover of the Fleetwood Mac song.
Landslide, but I think, oh, it doesn't, it has that lyric line, but I always thought forever and ever that song was called Changes. Isn't that interesting? Well, see, it just goes to show you, not everybody is always right all the time. The song referencing what we haven't had. Nobody's had a landslide of medals so far in the Olympics. Norway's on top with 7. As the Doug Good Day program gets into a higher gear, let's listen to a conversation. We're going to stay with the Olympics a few more minutes. Chris Wallace on Fox talked to Congressman Adam Schiff of California, Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas, who have different opinions on how safe the Olympics seem to be.
Congressman Schiff, from the intelligence that you have received as a member of your committee, how dangerous is the situation in Sochi?
Well, there certainly are a lot of risks, but I think they're manageable risks. If people stay where they're supposed to, they don't very often to uncharted areas, minimize the time that they spend in train stations, and minimize the degree to which they demonstrate where they come from. It wouldn't be wise, I think, to be broadcasting that you're from the United States. I think the risk can be contained. Those risks are probably greatest in the soft targets outside of Sochi. And I think that to the degree that people are mindful of their surroundings, I would go if I had tickets and enjoy the games. We aren't getting the kind of cooperation that we'd like from the Russians in terms of their internal threats. I think as a matter of Russian pride, they don't want to share that. As a matter of not disclosing their sources and methods to us, they don't want to share that. But it means that we're less effective in protecting our people. And that's a frustration. But all things considered, I think that that it's relatively and manageably safe to be at the games.
Chairman McCaul, let me ask you a bigger question, because after your tour of Sochi, you said that the Olympic Village, and this was your quote, is very well fortified. Is that what we've come to, that what was originally designed to be an exhibition of international unity now needs to be very well fortified? And if that's the case, what's the point?
Well, I think any Olympics is going to have a certain risk to it. I think this particular Olympics, I've never seen a greater threat, certainly in my lifetime. We had the 1972 Olympics where the Israeli team was taken hostage. We didn't have the threats, warnings in advance. Remember, we've already had 2 suicide bombers that have gone off outside the Olympic Village in recent, in December. You had the train station and the bus blown up. And I think, as Adam pointed out, it's the soft targets outside the perimeter. I would caution people to stay in the village if they're there. I think what really poses the greatest damage or threat, if you will, Chris, in my judgment, is the proximity and the location of where these games are being held. They're being held right dead center in the middle of what has been a historic battleground between Russia and the Chechen rebels that have now spun off into an Islamic radical military group. And so you have the leader of the Chechen rebels, Umarov, calling for attacks on the Olympics, calling for attacks on civilians, including women and children. And then Zawahiri, the al-Qaeda leader, the lieutenant of bin Laden, reinforcing that threat. And so that's a whole new ball game that makes, I think, these Olympics a very, very different. I think that there's a high degree of probability that something is going to, something will detonate, something will go off. But I do think it's probably most likely to happen outside of the Ring of Steel in the Olympic Village.
I've got to pick you up on this. You're saying, as the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, you think that there is a high probability that there will be some explosion outside the Ring of Steel?
Well, I hope I'm wrong in this assessment, but you're talking about an area of the world where suicide bombers go off all the time.
So let's be afraid. Scare the hell out of everybody. Nobody's gone from America unless they're related to these people anyway, I don't think. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Valentine's Day coming, you'll find that Sam's Club also offers an impressive selection of gift ideas, including gorgeous roses, guaranteed to be fresh for 7 days, delicious chocolates, and beautiful jewelry, all for less than you thought possible. Become a member by February 17th, and you'll get a gift card worth up to $20. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via Easy Rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 2/22/14 excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit Easy Rebates online. Learn more at StaplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for detail.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The takeaway so far in our conversation this Monday is that the United States is in third position behind the Netherlands and Norway. And what's important is we're ahead of the Russians. That's what everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. Let's get it. Okay. So let's move on, shall we? The discussion of the GOP immigration plan has taken a turn, and it's a positive turn. At least, well, it depends on your point of view, I guess, much as anything else, as everything else depends on one's point of view. The new whiz kid at the Department of Homeland Security, Mr. Jay Johnson, says the Republican framework for the immigration plan contains a lot to work with. Remember, this is the fellow who said upon his first embarkation in public that all 11 million illegals have worked hard and deserve to be made legal. Now, that's a paraphrase. Anyway, so this draft immigration reform plan released last week by House Republicans is a, quote, serious step forward on immigration reform and contains a lot to work with, according to Mr. Johnson. Speaking, he was making a speech. I guess he was speaking in essence. Is at the Woodrow Wilson Center. He praised Republicans for putting together a strategy to deal with all of these immigrants. It's a very thoughtful set of principles. The document is identifying a problem that we have in this country and seeks to address it. Okay, so what do you think of that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show. Before we get to the immigration plan, I actually said that we ought to hear from some people about the Olympics who have been writing, have been in some way or another connecting with us, Kenny. So what do you have there?
Let's see. Jan says, I think the Olympics are a wonderful concept, although spending $50 billion shows things have gotten a bit out of hand.
A little bit, yes.
Natalie says, a 15-year-old took gold in the Olympics, and I can't even get to work without tripping up the stairs.
Well, maybe she'll look in the mirror. All right, keep going.
And Andy says, I'm still waiting for an Olympics commercial where they say, thanks, Dad. I'm sure some dads were around, too.
Yeah, I think there's a problem with that. By the way, the Coke ad is running, isn't it? The America the Beautiful ad? I think he's running in NBC's coverage. That Coke has bought more time to hear that ad.
Although I think it could be. I haven't seen it.
I think I saw that. But the controversy is pretty much over, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
After the football. But, you know, maybe this just helps to further invigorate. Let them run it for a while. Good for everybody to have that conversation. Okay, so now let's move into the discussion of immigration. You have anything there, Kenny? You want me to move into something else and then come back to you?
I thought I had... No, I don't. One was about Republicans shifting and then objecting to something that the president said, and they just said that the House GOP objects to everything.
Well, that Boehner objects to everything. I don't know if the whole House does. There's a lot of really interesting tugging going on here. NBC's Meet the Press is where David Gregory yesterday talked to Senator Chuck Schumer. I love the microphones and the camera. That's his sort of parentheses behind his name. Whenever I see his name, I know we're going to have some action. The discussion is on the immigration reform being, is it moving or is it not moving? Where is it going and what's it doing?
Senator Schumer, immigration, a big focus for you. And here you have the House Speaker, after saying this was the year to do it, saying he doesn't see it happening. Is this gamesmanship on his part or is this really over?
Well, you know, it's been a tough week for immigration, but all three, or many of the Republicans have said the following. Speaker Boehner, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, even Jim DeMint, they have said they want to do immigration reform, but they don't trust the president to enforce the law, particularly the enforcement parts. So there's a simple solution. Let's enact the law this year, but simply not let it actually start till 2017, after President Obama's term is over. Now, I think the rap against him that he won't enforce the law is false. He's deported more people than any other president. But you could actually have the law start in 2017 without doing much violence to it. You'd simply move the date back from December 31st, 2011 to December 31st, 2013 as to when people, the deadline for people who could get either legalization or citizenship, so we could go after the new people who come in later. And it would solve the problem. And make no mistake about it, David, this view that we can get this done in 2015-16 is false. You'll have the Republican presidential primaries that pull people over to the right. Tea Party maximizes. So simple. Let's say to our Republican colleagues, you don't trust Obama? Enact the law now, but put it into effect in 2017.
All right. House Republicans embarking on the retreat that they took to try to figure out what to do here. And so we have the usual push-pull, I guess. Here's host Dave Debo talking to Congressman Brian Higgins, who's a Democrat, about shifting positions in Congress toward the immigration reform bill or bills and whether anything is going to get done this year.
Do you think immigration reform will move? Because I know earlier this week Speaker Boehner said, you know, we don't necessarily have the agreement we thought we did. He even tossed sort of, I won't call it an insult, but he tossed a comment at the president saying we don't trust him to implement it the way we'd like to put it. It's on hold now, isn't it?
Well, it is, but, you know, keep in mind, you know, within the context of raising the debt ceiling, you know, a lot of issues, and that may be John Boehner advancing something that they're looking for within the context of immigration.
So you think that immigration could be one of the trading points for the debt ceiling?
It certainly could be. I mean, anything is possible, and that's unfortunately the bundling tradition in Congress, that a lot of external issues get attached to a larger bill. Now, you know, the president and Senate Democrats have said that, you know, they want to clean up or down on raising the debt ceiling. I support that, but the reality is, and the tradition is, that this bundling takes place.
Do you want amnesty? Do you want a pathway to citizenship? What would you like there?
Look, I think the United States will take in more immigrants legally this year than every other country in the world combined. I'm here because of a generous nation, and you look in the history of most families in America, immigration has been good for the economy of our country. So I think a fair plan that is reasonable, that allows people that are on a legal path to receive first priority, but people want to be part of this great nation, and our economy grows when we expand as a nation.
Well, it's soft there. Everybody has a different style. The reason there's a problem, Kenny, appears to be, shockingly, the Tea Party. There was a there were phone calls, robocalls, to 90 Republican House members, 900,000 automatic phone calls connecting these voters to their members of Congress, the hashtag No Amnesty blazing across Twitter. Did you see that last week? About the same time, FreedomWorks, another limited government group, was pulling in signatures on its Fire the Speaker petition. So these things going on concurrently.
Yeah, most of what I saw was people complaining about the conditions in Sochi. I didn't see much about immigration at all last week.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not surprised that that's where all of the attention, I mean, they're the ones who make the noise. They're the most organized. Whether you agree or disagree with them, they are organized and they have impact. Same as the small group of people, if I can use this as a correlative, the small group of people who continue to create or wreak havoc in the talk radio world when somebody goes on the air in some radio station situation, and this group is probably maybe 50 of them. They are so active and so potent and so powerful that they go around and intimidate the sponsors of radio stations and continue to make noise, and yet there are only about 50 of them who actually have had any real impact or worked on this. But because they are as active as they are, it just kind of shows you, in a country that's as large as ours, how few people can have a major impact on the public discussion and debate. And this is another example of it. Tea Party activists, who are clearly a minority of the Republican Party and in this country of the actual voting bloc, but they're so active. And many of the things that they hold, or maybe not many, but some of them, I certainly agree with in terms of fiscal responsibility and spending. Man, I'm right there with them. But the way they go about threatening, I just think it's part of the American way, but it isn't constructive. And that's really, although it's in this circumstance, it's done, the sequester worked. Who's seen any real hardship because of the sequester, right? 2% cut across. Who's really seen any significant problem because of the sequester? Anybody? Anywhere?
No, just heard about how horrible it was going to be.
Right, but it wasn't. And
lots
isn't.
Of fear, lots of...
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Same old political baloney. 888-302-3684 and comments at Twitter and Facebook, 16 before the hour. Up next, a discussion of where is Chris Christie these days and what's his future look like?
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save and, most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle experts. Lots of couples will be looking to book weekend getaways for Valentine's Day. However, don't lose out on the chance to offset costs with travel rewards points because your card restricts you to airfare. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
Many travel rewards credit cards restrict how you can use points or exclude popular dates you want to travel, like Valentine's Day. Use your travel points and celebrate Valentine's Day with a loved one. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card gives you the freedom to use points on a variety of travel purchases. With this card, points don't expire. There's no limit to the points you can earn, and there's no annual fee. Points add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, receive an annual 10% customer points bonus on total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards card can help make your romantic getaway even more rewarding.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
888-302-3684. The memo from Governor Christie's office attacking former appointee David Wildstein's credibility landed with a thud last week. It was a striking, deeply personal broadside coming from Mr. Christie, and his allies told him it was a mistake. Another bad week for him, as we hear in this discussion from CNN's Reliable Sources, where Brian Seltzer talks to Carl Bernstein about the circumstances surrounding the governor at this point in New Jersey.
Do you see similarities in the way that news has slowly trickled out about Bridgegate and the way slowly news trickled out about Watergate?
Let's start with Bridgegate. It's a terrible term. It's unfair to, it's unfair to Governor Christie, and we in the media ought to abandon that term right away.
No more gates at all.
It first of all, it trivializes Watergate by calling everything gate, but in the case of Christie, it's just plain unfair. We don't know all the facts yet. Let's wait till the facts are in. The New Jersey legislature needs to do a really important bipartisan investigation, such as was undertaken in Watergate, and we'll learn more. What we have here is a huge national story on many levels, not the least of which is that it has thrown the Republican presidential sweepstakes wide open. Christie was the presumed nominee among the commentating class and many others. He no longer is, under any circumstances. This means there's going to be a huge fight for the presidential nomination in the Republican Party. Other candidates are going to enter, maybe even people like Joe Scarborough, Rob Portman, many others. This is now wide open.
And do you think Scarborough would actually do it? He always flirts with this stuff. Do you think he'd actually run for president?
I can't be inside his head. I think, though, that that he certainly would think about it, and that if he saw that there was a way and a path, that there was a possibility, that he probably would.
And your point is that now there are these paths opening up.
This can go anywhere.
Right.
Christie was the ideal candidate, moving to the center, somebody who supposedly could work with Democrats, who had gotten a lot accomplished in his state, very popular, so-called truth teller who got right out there and says things that others are afraid to say. And now what we have is an implosion of sorts.
I don't think he's too thoroughly damaged to be the nominee. We don't know yet.
I think it's unlikely that he will be the nominee. If he's going to be the nominee, he has to prove that this was all invented against him, that he really had very little to do with the aura of his office that made this possible. It was his top aides, regardless of whether he said close down the damn lanes, his people closest to him.
We
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Today being Monday, the top stories, the conversation on certain media outlets, the CBS discussion last week brought around a lot of very interesting and pointed and focused understanding of how these stores work and what the money is that surrounds issues like smoking and drinking, candy, that sort of thing, and how much these stores are really, they call themselves drug stores, but they really aren't at all. Here is host Mo Kelly talking about changing attitudes that we have in our country towards smoking. There was an interesting announcement last week, and I don't know that we talked about it, Kenny. Leonard Nimoy, I think I may have mentioned it once, having COPD emphysema. He announced that he did. And with that, at the same time, CBS making an announcement they're pulling tobacco products from their stores. The two didn't go hand in hand, but yet they did, as we hear in this conversation.
Leonard Nimoy, better known to many as Mr. Spock, has revealed this week that he has lung disease, more specifically COPD. And he has used this public revelation to warn young people not to smoke. Now, the curious thing about Leonard Nimoy is that he hasn't smoked a cigarette, if we take him at his word, for more than 30 years. And he still develops lung disease. And that says two things to me. His public admonition to young people signals, once again, we're moving further and further down this road of this country not smoking at all. And it is now less sexy than ever in terms of putting a cigarette or some sort of tobacco product in your mouth. If I have my numbers correctly, back in 1983, 38% of Americans were smokers. And in 2003, I think it was maybe 26%. And now, or at least last year, 2013, it's down to 19%. Fewer than 1 in 5 actually smoke. Hmm. And we know about the anti-smoking ads. They've been going on for the better part of 10 years now. We as a nation have been moving away from smoking. And that's not even talking about the 28 states which have enacted a ban on smoking in public places, including restaurants. Right. That's not talking about on airlines. We know where we are moving, literally and figuratively. And I look at Leonard Nimoy, a person of my mother's generation. And I think back to that generation where, and my mother and father smoked until, I think they were maybe 40 years old and then stopped. And I think about how during their time, when they're coming up, smoking was the sexy thing to do. You got old enough to smoke. You smoked. That was what you saw in cinema. You saw on TV. And that's what you saw in society. It was a status symbol on a certain level. It was symbolic of sophistication. And now it's anything but at this point. We associate more things negative with it than positive. And that's coupled with the news this week. CVS is no longer going to sell tobacco products, including cigarettes, in their drugstores. And I think of it this way. There was a disconnect, the fact that a drugstore, which in theory, was supposed to be about improving health, and we could debate the whole pharmaceutical industry, but on the surface, it's supposed to be about improving health, yet also selling tobacco products, including cigarettes. So you have CVS, which announced this week that they're no longer going to sell tobacco products to the tune of losing $2 billion in revenue each year. Now, we can say that they're doing it just so they can get some publicity, but $2 billion is $2 billion. That's going to affect your stock share, everything. Now, I applaud them because if you're first, you always get the applause. Mm-hmm. You're the first to do it. It's not necessarily going to be a revenue boom for your business, so you get the credit and the applause.
All right. So there's a sort of general overview of that discussion, which took place last week. Here's host Cliff Albert offering up this editorial on the CVS decision.
The CVS Pharmacy store chain's decision this week to stop selling cigarettes and tobacco products at all of its stores has a lot of people wondering what's next. CVS says it'll cost them about $1.5 billion every year not to sell cigarettes, so their decision is a big deal. But with less than 20% of Americans now smoking and aging baby boomers spending more and more money on prescriptions and health products, it may be that CVS won't feel it all that much. And now you have to wonder if Walgreens and Rite Aids will do the same thing. People who want to smoke will probably find them. But if all the drugstore chains decide to follow CVS and make it a little less convenient, it might cause some people not to smoke.
Really? All right. I don't smoke. I don't like being around smokers. And I make that pretty clear. I think it's foolish to...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.